98.1 KZE. It is MK with you. It is Wednesday once again. You know what that means? It's Friends Day on KZE when we chat with live local musicians here in the studio. And Miles Mancuso is back for your second Friends Day appearance. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to see you again. We were saying I don't know how the passage of time works, so I was like, man, was it like a week ago that you were here? But no, it was like a few months ago.
Yeah, it was like several months, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you had recently moved back to the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, when I had come on, I had only been back for a few months, and now I'm officially back here, and I've been, you know, trying to thrive and work as much as possible.
You feel settled in?
Now I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I was on here the first time, I didn't quite yet.
But, yeah. So you've been busy, you've been playing shows.
Yeah, I've been playing shows. Been playing with other people's bands, recording, releasing, doing all the stuff.
And first time at the Lemon Squeeze tomorrow.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. I hear it's a great spot.
Full band?
Yes. Well, three pieces.
Cool.
But yeah. Somewhat full.
Very exciting. Yeah. For anybody who missed you last time or missed you for the many years that you've been playing around this area, you started out as primarily a guitar player, right?
Yes.
And writing songs the whole time, too.
Yeah, singer, songwriter, guitar player.
Yeah. But we played a little bit of the song that we're going to play first here, which is a new single of yours. And I heard this ripping key solo. I was like, oh, who played keys? And you're like, oh, I did.
So well, usually when I record, I play everything myself. It's just kind of easier for me to, in my workflow, to get the parts, you know, the way that I want them. And I play drums and bass. And drums is my first instrument. So
oh, okay.
Kind of helps me to keep my drum chops up.
So started on drums, and then at what point did you switch to guitar?
Then I started taking piano lessons because my dad wanted me to have a knowledge of music theory.
Smart man.
So yes, so I did that, and then I started playing the guitar after that when I was about like 10 or 11.
Yeah. Yeah, and kind of ran with guitar, but so I guess you've had keys in your back pocket the whole time too.
Yes, I've always had to keep those chops going, you know, to some degree or another. I mean, I love playing all instruments equally, but the guitar just seems to fit in my, you know, life a little easier.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, this is great too, because as we were saying, you've got a little recording setup at your home, and
yes,
you can record other folks as well, and
yes,
doing some producing.
Yeah, I'm working with an artist now, producing and doing someone else's guitar parts and session work, and I just finished someone else's, so
yeah,
I'm keeping busy with that. Yeah,
sweet. And also keeping busy with writing your own stuff, releasing new singles.
Yes.
So what's the strategy? You're just kind of putting out as many singles as you can?
Whenever I can, I'm trying to put out as many singles as possible, just see what sticks, see what see if I could get some sort of placement, or just, you know, see, or just, you know, I just have so many ideas that I have to get out there regardless what the outcome is, that I just want to keep doing that.
Good problem to have.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song. It's called Garbage In, Garbage Out, and I'm dying to know what that means.
It's just kind of like, you know, as we were talking about last time, like the, you know, social climate of the world and stuff, it just seems like, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, truth or authenticity going into anyone's decision making on higher levels. So I just kind of thought of the idea, like, I mean, if you put garbage in, you're probably going to get garbage out of a situation.
So, and this is social commentary.
Yeah, I would say social commentary.
Well, let's hear it. Miles Mancuso got a new single, Garbage In, Garbage Out. Here it is, 98.1 KZE.
You would. I know.
98.1 KZE, Garbage In, Garbage Out. That's the new single from Miles Mancuso. That is, I can't believe you made that in your room.
Thank you.
That's infuriating.
I have my good friend Dan Kottman mix and master it, who I went to high school with. So it's kind of, well, I actually went to elementary school with him. So it's kind of a trip getting to work with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as probably my oldest friend in my life.
Oh. See, that's, so there's good vibes in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like the strategy of just putting out singles. I mean, you know, the music industry is such a different thing than it was even when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And you've been in the music world since you were a kid, pretty much.
Yeah. So it changed rapidly in 10 years.
Is this kind of a response to just like how different it is? You're just kind of like, I'm just going to do it myself, put out singles and shop them around.
Yeah. And just kind of like, so when, like, if and when someone does come to look at my stuff, or I'll just have such a huge catalog of music at that time that I'm, you know, that they could choose from anything, or, you know, figure out what direction they think is best for me. It's just, I just feel like it's the best move to have as much catalog as possible.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, I feel like I talk about this a lot with folks on here, is the necessary evil that is social media.
Oh, I hate it so much. But it's the only way that you can get, you know, discovered without trying to go like the traditional route, which is, I don't even know if that's like a thing anymore.
I think this is the traditional route now.
Right.
Yeah, I think it really has become that. You know, this is not the 90s with, record execs going to shows and signing, you know, new bands and taking chances on them. That doesn't really happen anymore.
By the time you get a record deal, the following you have to have, you don't even need a record. It's like you don't even need the record company at that point.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's weird.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll keep playing the singles.
Thank
you. hopefully other radio folks will as well. And you can just do a DIY tour and keep all the money.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Once again, Miles is playing tomorrow night at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Your first time there.
Yes. Yes,
with three pieces, so you got drums and bass.
Yeah, my friends Joe Pidio and Anthony Candulo, I've been playing with them since I was like 15 years old. So again, some, you know, very old friends of mine.
Yeah.
So this is our first gig playing together as that group, probably in like 7 years or something. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Is this also, you've probably been playing solo more than with a band recently?
Yeah,
right?
I haven't really played much with it. I mean, I've played, you know, probably 10 or 11 full band gigs since I've been back.
Yeah.
So
yeah. What can we expect tomorrow at the Lemon Squeeze? Mostly originals, a couple covers?
More covers than originals, because we haven't really had a lot of time to practice and, you know, get things down, but probably more original takes on covers,
cool.
I would say.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite artists to cover?
I don't know. Probably, you know, well, Stevie Wonder is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
Yeah. The Allman Brothers. I'm trying to think. Like, a lot of artists that we cover, I just kind of like one or two of their songs. Like, Peter Gabriel, I'm not, like, a fan of all of his stuff, but a few of his songs that, you know, I love. Don Henley.
Mm.
I love that stuff. Bruce Hornsby.
Mm.
I don't know, kind of all over the place. But, like, you know, late 70s through 90s, you know, American classics,
yeah.
I guess I'd say.
Yeah, so stuff people are going to recognize.
Yeah.
Nice. But done in a different way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. With the ripping guitar solos in every one.
Oh, that's what I do.
I feel like, Kevin at the Lemon Squeeze has kind of, he clearly likes, people who can really play their instruments.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of what he's been getting, is just really good guitar players and really good, you know, obviously what with the horns and the keys and just getting people who really know how to shred.
I mean, it's great to, there's a few places that you can hear that in the Hudson Valley, and it's nice that there's another one right in the town of New Paltz.
Yeah,
that's great.
Well, and when I saw your name on there, I was like, oh, perfect, good. I'm glad they connected. You fit right in with that lineup.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Andrew Jordan hooked me up with the good words. So
yeah, a great guy and also an amazing player was here just a couple weeks ago on Friends Day, which you can hear at WKZE.com on the audio archives page if you would like to. Miles Mancuso is my guest today. Website, socials, where can folks go to find
out?
It's
all at Miles Mancuso Music, Miles with a Y, and milesmancuso.com.
Right on. I want to play one of your other recent releases, which I've been playing to death because I love it.
Thank you.
Will you set us up with I Need Your Love? I think the song is so good.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I wrote it for my girlfriend. I wrote it when I was living down in Florida Keys, well, in Key West. And I kind of wrote it for this album that I had coming up that I was going to Nashville for. And yeah, it's just basically about, you know, being young and being in love.
Right on. It's a universal feeling, and I think it's a timeless song. Here's I Need Your Love, you. Miles Mancuso on Friends Day, 98.1 KZE.
Don't stand up for granted, what you said to me. Let's put over a guide into the backseat, well. So full of confusion, so young and free. And if you know a better way, would you please show it to me? Would you take my hand and we'll drive away and we'll find a way to the better day? Cause you know that time seems endless when you feel young. I need your love to get me through the day. Would you free your love and show me a better way? But the more time goes by, unless it slows down, hold me as I ride into tomorrow. If I don't go on days on the road, let's make some memories to have in a hole. Would you take my hand and we'll drive away? And we'll find a way to the better days. Cause you know that time seems endless when you feel young. I need your love to get me through the day. Don't leave me stranded. I need your love. Won't you free your love? Show me the way.
KZE. That's Miles Mancuso. I Need Your Love. Miles, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we got the full band playing tomorrow night at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Do you know what time it starts?
We start around 8:30.
Right on. 8:30. I think that's generally like Lemon Squeeze starting time.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. And Miles Mancuso music on social media and website. Check it out. Buy the music. Can you buy the music on your website?
It's only available for stream. I mean, I guess you could buy it and download it, but you don't, you know, I'm just putting it out there to stream at this point.
It's very generous of you. Well, we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
We got your community bulletin board and Marilyn Kirby up next on KZE.
It's the KZE Community Bulletin Board, a weekly listing of community events in our tri-state listening area. The Community Bulletin